Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Wednesday, broadcasting out of Yakima, Washington, and guest speaker Stephanie Lott from Houston. We'll then be ready for discussion. In the meantime, call us at 845-241-9985. And now we'll hear from our speaker today.
Hello, welcome. I'm your host, Stephanie Lott, out of Houston, Texas. It is what it is. Our topic today is self-reflection, the man in the mirror. And we have my co-host today, Sharon Curry from Arkansas. Hi, Miss Sharon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, ready to see what's in that mirror. What about you?
Me too.
So call us at 845-241-9985. And before you do, we'll be right back with a word from our sponsor. Then we'll be ready for the discussion. So remember, after this, 845-241-9985.
Do you feel the Black community needs to be guided in a different way and do different things to improve our community ourselves? Then we would love for you to join our team at doitallinthemall.com to help guide our people to shop where they're important and where their money matters to help develop our communities ourselves. Nationwide, we've done it all, and we can do it again. Join us by going to the website, doitallinthemall.com, and fill out a contact form to be a guide in your community. It's free for you to help guide people in your area to shop where they're important and where their money matters. Let's develop our communities ourselves. Doitallinthemall.com.
Thank you.
Yes, and we are back. That was Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. You know, Ms. Sharon, we're talking about Man in the Mirror. It's making me think of something. You know what it's making me think about?
What?
It brings me back to Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Now, you know that witch wasn't right. And she kept on, I guess the new word, bullying Snow White because she knows that she wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why some of us don't want to self-reflect because we don't really want to see what's there. So
you're right.
What is self-reflection? What would you say self-reflection is, Ms. Sharon?
Well, when you take a good look at yourself, and you see the real you. It's self-reflecting.
Exactly. No smoke and mirrors. It's the ability to witness and evaluate. That evaluate, I think that's what gets us our own cognitive, what we're thinking, our emotional, how we're feeling, and our behavior processing.
Yeah.
Another word, self-reflection, is now politically correct, is reflective consciousness or reflective awareness. So we get to analyze, it's analyzing ourselves, how we live our life, who we are. And it's very important to do that, but it can be hurtful, it can be difficult, because no matter how much we try to improve, none of us are perfect. We are perfectly imperfect. But that doesn't mean that we don't need to try to get better. So that's what self-reflection is. So
right.
Why some people think that they don't need, some people, you know, I've heard this before. I was dating a guy years ago, and when he told me that he didn't need to change, he worked on everything that he needed to work on, I couldn't slam that door quick enough. That's scary. There's nobody in their right mind. Man, you said what now, Ms. Sharon?
There's always room for improvement.
Yeah. That's definitely, I know they say don't say some red flags too much, but that's the only thing I can call it. Red flag, blue flag, whatever they want to call it. It was a flag because, you know, I'm done. I don't need to change nothing. I don't need to work on anything. Oh, no, that's not going to work. Thank you for your services, sir. It's not going to work. Mm-mm. So, why should we self-reflect? Let me see if we have any callers. Let me see. Right now we don't have any callers. So we'll just keep on talking until someone decides if they want to call in. So why should we reflect? Well, to be the best person that we can be.
Right.
But in order to be mm-hmm. the best person that we can be, what do you think that's going to, what we have to do? What's in the process of that self-reflect? How are we going to be that best person?
We have to look at ourselves and mm-hmm. see what we can do to improve ourselves in whichever area that we come about, because every day things change.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at ourselves every day and see what we can do to improve. Now, that's my suggestion.
I agree. It builds character. It makes the best version of ourselves when we self-reflect.
Right.
A better sense of yourself. We're able to, when we know ourselves, we're able to silence out the noise, the haters. It will not be as easy to manipulate. It won't be as easy to go with the peer pressure because we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's time to be your, it makes you be your best friend. It makes you be more of a leader because you're more in touch with who you are. It helps you with strong decision-making skills. But when you have to look at yourself, the good and the bad, the good, I was going to say the good is easy, but then again, some people have a hard time looking at the good themselves. You know, they're not used to it.
Yeah.
But we know when looking at the bad, they definitely don't want to do that. But with every time we go through some type of transition, even before then, but especially when you're going through some transition, is very important to self-evaluate or self-reflect. It's very important to do that.
Yes, yes.
Well, what we're going to do is, we don't have any calls right now. We'll be right back with a word from our sponsors. We just heard Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, and we have a clip, and it is called The Reflection of Me. And it brings me back to maybe childhood, or it can even go for adults. So to listen to this after we have our come right back, we have listen to this little clip that we have.
I like being you, said the reflection in the mirror. To me, you are perfectly perfect. I blushed. Me? Yes, you. And by the way, you have wonderful eyes. I blinked, astonished. I do? Absolutely. They sparkle like stars on the darkest of nights. I gazed downward. Thank you. Your eyes sparkle too. Sweet of you to say. You have a marvelous voice. I gently whispered. You really think so? Of course. You sound as joyous as a songbird, whistling in the trees. And you have a magnificent smile. I sheepishly grinned. Well, Mama always says, start every day with a smile. I agree. Your smile is as bright and cheerful as the sun in the sky. And you are quite smart. I took a step towards the mirror. I do try very hard. You sure do. You're as brilliant as a rocket scientist. I like that you are friendly. I leaned in closer. It's very important to be nice, you know. It sure is. You're as peaceful as a butterfly. And you have a lot of courage. I raised my head high. I auditioned for the school play today. Outstanding. You're as brave as a lion. You're a fantastic dancer. I spread my arms wide. Watch how fast they can twirl. Around and around I went. Amazing. You're as graceful as a dolphin gliding through the sea. I plopped on the ground, giggling as they playfully spun around. And you have a terrific laugh. Thank you very much. Your chuckle fills the air with bubbly joy. But most of all, I like your heart. Your kindness is as beautiful as a rainbow. I stood up and walked towards the mirror. To me, you are perfectly perfect. I gently pressed my hands against the glass. I like being you. We smiled in unison. I like being you too. I want to be you forever.
This was, this clip was a little girl looking into the mirror, and she had her face down, and she was talking, kind of talking back to herself, but it was actually the mirror talking to her, and it began to, she began to, the mirror began to build her up to where she began to feel good about herself. So when you hear all these negative things about you, you feel bad about yourself, or whether you say it or somebody else. When you begin to say these positive things to yourself or others say positive things to you, and you constantly start hearing that, that begins to build you up, gives you a sense of encouragement, support, and it builds that self-esteem. I know a lot of times they say, oh, words don't hurt, but they do. You have some people that act like they don't hurt, but they do. They get deep inside. So what do you think about what this reflection of me? What do you think about Ms. Sharon, this, this little clip? Ms. Sharon?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Everybody likes compliments.
Yes.
So if you can compliment somebody else, usually it'll draw another compliment to you.
That's true.
If they are
But you know, one thing I like to do is when I'm at work and to say I just see someone that's by themselves, I'll just give them a compliment, like maybe say I like your hat and scarf, you know, just to give them a smile, you know. And I just randomly choose someone and I will say something, you know, polite. And I just feel like somebody needs to say something polite to you each day if we could.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's important. Like the kids say, put up, not put down.
Right.
And so, right. Yeah, it's very important. I would often do this little when I was a counselor, some kids, I would let them listen to this, and they told me what they thought about it. That they liked the end part when she was starting to feel good about herself and all the compliments. And I often would have them when I was working with kids on self-esteem. I had a mirror up, and I had them to look in that mirror to see, give me like maybe two positive things about them physically, and then I had them to give me maybe two or three positive things about themselves internally, but I had them choose from words first, you know, like whether they were helpful or whether they were smart or whether they had pretty eyes, different, so they had to choose from, and then they had to look themselves in the mirror, and they had to say those things, and after they said those things, we did it more than once. Like maybe if I saw them, it was once a week, but it wasn't like for like 3 or 4 weeks, but they had to do it as part of homework. Make sure that you do that self-reflection, make sure that you look in the mirror and you're looking at yourself and you're telling yourself what you like about yourself. And after a while of practicing doing that school, you probably can get them out the mirror. I'm like, oh, Lord, wait a minute. Because it's important for them to have that, to build that self-esteem. So, but at first, it was very difficult for some of them to look into the mirror at themselves and to appreciate who they were physically, whether they had straight hair or curly hair or brown eyes or blue eyes, whether they were tall, whether they were short. And I often tell them, you are an original. There's no carbon copies of you because you are such a unique person. If we have any calls, please don't be shy. If you would like to call in, you can call in at 845-241-9985. If not, thank you for listening in. So we're going to get into some more questions. So we talk about self-reflection and looking and seeing, evaluating and kind of seeing, analyzing kind of what we see in the mirror. How does our past self-image impact our present self-reflection? And so we talk about self-image, we're talking about what we look like. And we're talking about self-reflection, remember that's the ability to witness and evaluate. So what I see versus ability to evaluate. So self-image is important because how we think, go ahead, I'm sorry, Ms. Sharon.
I was thinking back when I was just, you know, a little girl. I felt that my sisters were different from me because of their skin color.
I was
a little browner, and they were
that's
a little lighter.
In a black community, that's definitely big.
Yeah, and when I would look in the mirror, I thought I was ugly. And they were pretty because they had long, pretty hair.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, that causes a lot of insecurity when you get you know, as you grow up, because you think that you're the, you know, ugliest one in the family. So it makes you, when you look in the mirror, it makes you want to do something to change you so that you can be pretty and the hair. So I started wearing hair pieces, my goodness, I guess when I was 17. And it made me feel good to change them, you know. And when I'd look in the mirror with a wig on or a hair piece or whatever, it just made me feel pretty. So it's a good thing we have mirrors, too, so that we can reflect on ourselves from day to day. What can you do to make yourself feel better? Is it making up your face? Is it combing your hair? Is it taking your shower and getting fixed up for the day? Be ready to go wherever at any time. That makes you feel good, because when you get dressed up, nobody can tell you that you don't look good, because you're trying to make sure that, hey, I got everything in place. I don't know if other girls are like that, but that's the way I felt.
I know there's some other stories. I definitely know that. We don't have any callers right now, but that's okay. Hopefully something will register with someone. You know, I was just thinking about what you were saying.
You know, one important thing that we did back in the day, we always had a mirror by our entrance door. So before you walked out and went to work, you were able to take a look at making sure everything was okay. Mirrors were important by the entry door to go out of a person. And of course, even in education, you know, we were taught, you know, you take a look at that mirror and you say, you know, you're going to have a good day. You know, that mirror is the last thing you see is you. So that's something that we need to get back on, is looking in that mirror, checking ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't make you vain. It just makes you aware of you.
Yeah, and I don't think anything's wrong with building that self-confidence. It's when you become cocky or have that arrogance. That's when it's not cute. But nothing wrong with saying, you know what, so-and-so, there's going to be some prettier women than me, but I look good myself, you know? And that, and to me, that's the difference between being arrogant and confident. And, you know, and self-image, it's not even just what I look like on the outside. It's also how I am on the inside. But I think there needs to be a balance of both. Because because this big saying of, okay, the outside doesn't matter, it's the inside. I'm sorry, that's a bunch of baloney, I believe. You have to have both. You have to be a good person on the inside, but also on the outside, you want to look cleaned up too. I'm not saying you have to have the most expensive things on. You want to look groomed, neat, combed hair, shower. We are well presented. It's important to have both. You know, but if the outside is looking fabulous and the inside is horrible, that's not going to work either.
Right.
Yeah. So when we're talking about, and I'm glad you were talking about when you were little, how does our past self-image impact our present self-reflection? So, and what do we get our self, who do we get our self-image from? Well, first, self-image is a product of learning from early childhood a lot of times. People that influence us, whether it's parents, caregivers, teachers, and sometimes even ourselves, even society. You know, society, generally speaking, I think, don't listen to society. When I'm talking about society, I'm not talking about individual people. I'm talking collectively. If you look at the world collectively, there's no morals, there's no values, collectively, not individually. So why would we listen to what the collective say? That's the microwave generation, or even, you know, anything goes. No morals, no values. If there's no structure, there's chaos. I believe there needs to be flexibility within the structure, not too structured, but not too flexible either. There needs to be a balance. I guess I'm that thing about that balance, to the point to where people are miserable with so much freedom, to where they can't even connect or figure out which way to go. There's no direction. When you have too much freedom to do, think, whatever, there's no sense of direction. There's chaos. There's depression. There's anxiety. There's no flow. And people don't realize that. No flow. And so going back to self-image, like I said, it has to do with, you know, our influences from childhood. So depending on what we were told, what we were thinking about ourselves when we were younger, or from the influences around us, can reflect, you know, can affect or impact who we, what we feel about ourselves today. That's why that self-reflection is so important, so we can become our best friend. Before we can interact well with others, we have to become our own best friend. If I know what I stand for, and as I get, as I go in my different seasons, of course some of it might change, but deep down you are who you are. I've changed throughout the years from, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, from my 20s to my 30s to my 40s, but there's still some things about me that are generally the same. You know, I still love to laugh. I still can be silly, but, you know, there's still certain little things about me that are going to fit the core of me. But then there's other things that I've changed. Well, what do you think about that, Ms. Sharon? Do you agree or disagree?
Yes. I agree. And I think it starts from home. And
yes, ma'am.
You get it from home and you get it from church, Sunday school. You know,
yes, ma'am.
You're dealing with a lot of kids in your, at your own age bracket. And, you know, you're on Sunday morning, you have done your best. To, and you're supposed to have on your best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are reminded of how, when you say pretty, I don't mean the way you look. I'm saying the way you act, you know? And
yeah,
it makes you feel good about yourself when you have made somebody else feel good. Because if your parents don't encourage you to good behavior, good manners, and all those things, you can't feel good about yourself when somebody else gets a compliment and you don't. I remember when I was a little girl, my mother came from the city, and we
uh-huh.
moved to the country. And my mother was old. We had to speak proper English.
Uh-huh.
And other kids that lived in the country, they broke it up, you know, ain't, is, and some words that I can't even remember. But anyway, and I would stop them.
Uh-huh.
And it caused bad feelings with the children at school. And I'd say, oh, don't say ain't. Say, I am none, or
uh-huh.
I am, you know. And they
uh-huh.
didn't like that. And it caused me to be left out of things because the kids got to the place they gang up and they say they didn't like me. So I went away for 47 years, and I came back home, and I had lived in California.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran into one of my classmates, and we started talking, and it just tickled her to death because she didn't know I didn't know why the kids didn't like me. And my principal happened to be in the store at the teacher sharing in. You tell me you don't know why the kids didn't like you. I said, no. I said, I did everything I could to make them like me. I'd buy them sodas. I'd buy them pickles, buy them candy. She said, but you were always trying to discipline us or tell us what was right and what was wrong. And
yeah.
Mr. McIntosh, who was our principal, he, it tickled him because he remembered it. And I didn't know that. I said, well, you shouldn't have been angry with me. You should have been angry with my mother. But it's true. You know, kids are brought up a certain way. And if you don't know that you are making a mistake by trying to, what is that word I should say? I can't think of it. If you don't know how to tell a person something without making them angry, what do you do? Because I thought, yeah, sure, I was helping them. But no, I was on my job. Now, listen, I was a school teacher outside on the baseball field. Don't say and don't say anything. They say, why? That's wrong. Don't say
anything. And I understand. I can relate. My father was in the military, so I was born in San Antonio, but we lived in different places like Pennsylvania and Puerto Rico. Different places like that. So we came from, the last place we came from was Pennsylvania, and I went to school with my auntie at Titwell in North Florida. And so they would say to me, why do you sound white? And it said speaking correct English is not a white thing, you know, but that's what some people understood it to be, and they didn't, you know, understand. And I didn't understand. I'm like, what? I'm just speaking correct English. You know, why y'all talking like y'all talk? I didn't say that to them, but I'm looking and not understanding. And it's sad because it's to understand that if you talk a certain way, you're white. If you talk another way, you consider, you know, that's how black people talk, and they're not educated and all these types of things, which is sad, which is completely not true. Because there's different aspects of our community. We have some that are wealthy, some that are middle class, some that are lower economic. You have some who are wealthy, who have a ghetto mentality. And when I say ghetto mentality, it's not about where you come from, it's how you act. And you have some who are lower economic or who are poor, don't have much, but they don't have a mentality like that. You would think that they the mentality that they have, the thought process that they have, that, you know, they're very well educated. So to me, you know, having that certain type of way to get ghetto, to me it's not necessarily where you're from, it's your mindset and how you act. And you can have a well-educated, some of the celebrities out here who are very wealthy, to me act ghetto with how they do. And they come from money from generations. And some of the things they do, I'm like, really? That's how y'all live in?
It's how you're taught.
Yeah.
Because if you're taught in other words, I might as well go back to this. It's not how you're taught. It's how you are untaught. Because if your parents didn't know any better, they let you get away with it. But if they knew better, they'd stop you in the middle of a conversation. I don't care who you're talking to and ask you, what did you say? And you say, oh, I said such and such a thing. They say, yeah, but what about that pronoun or that verb or that adjective or whatever, you know? And you're a little bitty kid. You don't know the difference, but they're going to tell you right there in front of all their company.
Yep.
So it's the way you talk.
I mean, for me, I don't know if it's necessarily the way you talk. To me, it's a mindset, how you do things, how you move, you know? So, yeah, my way of thinking.
I lived 47 years in Los Angeles, and here said that they could tell that I wasn't from here. Well, I've been here long enough now, about 20-some years. I guess I have gone back to my old way of talking. But they thought that I didn't, and my daughter, now, I sent her to a different school and she went to Barbizon. And mm-hmm. she knows how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
She even knows how to not use as many words as it takes for some of us. She can get a sentence out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and she doesn't sound like us now. She's never forgotten her training. But
mm-hmm.
it's the way you're taught.
And I think people should be themselves, but understand that there's a way to act in different environments. And some people say, oh, well, that's fake. No, it's not. That's just be real. You're not going to be yelling, screaming, talking slang when you're at church because you're going to give respect to the house of the Lord. When you're in a library, you know, you're supposed to be quiet. So you're going to act different
mm-hmm.
in the library than you are if you're hanging out with your friends.
Right.
So it's a matter of, you know, respecting that in the environment that you're in. Now, it's interesting how some people say when they have different voices when they get around certain people. Well, how I speak now is how I speak when I go to work, when I'm at
mm-hmm.
home. Now, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's sometimes I'll use some slang if I'm with some family friends. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'll use some. But for the most part, if I'm just laughing or being goofing around, but for the most part, how I talk now is how I'm talking at work, how I'm talking with my kids. That's just how I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
So. But then, you know, also,
I talk
you maybe,
same.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I talk the same way for whoever I'm talking to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talking fast. And,
I get
well,
excited.
I
just raise my tone of voice.
Yeah. And, you know, it made me think also when we're talking about self-image, we're talking about self-reflection. It made me think when you were talking about, you know, how you felt the skin tone. It's very interesting
uh-huh.
as far within our community. I know we're not the only community in the world, but since we're talking about our community, we
uh-huh.
have so many beautiful shades from the lightest of the light to the darkest of the dark and in between.
Yeah,
and we have so many different hair textures. So I would definitely don't like when people say, oh, so-and-so has good hair. Really, our hair is how it is when God made it that way, based on
the
based on the where we were in the world, you know, as hot as it was, certain places, our hair, we have magic hair. A lot of us have the texture. I mean, we have different textures, don't get me wrong, but a lot of us have the hair that shrinks up. It's like, I call it magic hair. You think you know how long it is, but you really don't. If you flat iron it, you'll be like, oh, dang, your hair is actually that long? He knew what he was doing.
And
he gave us the hair that he wanted us to have, and it's beautiful. And so people have to really, I guess even within our community, stop saying good hair, bad hair. We're either going to embrace
you know
people
what the best
or not.
Hair is? Do you know what the best hair is?
What, being bald?
Horse
hair.
Hair.
Of course. You know what? Our hair can do so many things. It's an interesting thing. If we want it straight, we can have it straight. If we want it curly, we can have it curly. We don't have to
right.
wash our hair all the time because if we did, it would be too dry. Now, it does
right.
a lot to take care of our hair. And we're not saying we have the best hair than anybody ever in the world. No, I'm not saying that. But it's learned to love our hair. And that's why it's so important to have that self-reflection because when you know who you are and you can evaluate yourself, then what other people say means nothing. It might affect you for a second, but deep down you know who you are, what you're about, and they're just talking from the side of their neck, the old saying. And even with the
mm-hmm.
shades, you know, with the different shades with, oh, so-and-so's light or oh, so-and-so's darker, or you're pretty for a darker person. Really? That's the stupidest, most ignorant thing because whether someone's pretty or not has nothing to do with whether they're dark as the night or light as the or white as the well, I don't know what's white. I don't even know what is white as a what's the bird as the what's those white birds?
Well,
what's those white birds? Huh? What's those white birds out here? Dove.
In the
dove. And truly, nobody, even white, the whitest white person isn't as white as a dove. Let's just keep it all the way 100. You know, so that's just ignorant. So when someone says that, they just say, you know what, well, you're very ignorant. That's sad to be so ignorant. They shouldn't say that.
have
Oh, you're nice looking for her. I've never had that problem, to be honest. And my sister has never had that problem. I've never had anyone
you're
say,
young.
Oh, you're nice looking
You're
for
younger. Me. You're younger
no, but
than
people, I. No, but there's people who are my age who are younger than me who've had that problem. I've actually had
really?
People, yeah, who are actually lighter than me that actually liked my skin tone. So, oh, you got such a nice skin tone, because some people would think of them as not being black, and there's nothing wrong with being something else, but you don't want someone, you are what you are. So if I'm black, I don't want someone saying I'm something else. If somebody's white, they don't want someone saying they're something else. They want to be what they are. Well, hopefully people want to be what they are. You know what I'm saying? So I've never
well,
had
black
that
is
personally,
beautiful now.
But I've heard stories about other people.
Yeah. Well, black is beautiful now, but
mm-hmm.
black in my, you know, and light is just whatever. But
yeah.
if you see the movies and things now, you got black people, more black people doing commercials than you have ever seen before. And many years ago, if you weren't the same color as if you weren't light-skinned, you didn't get in the movie. Do you understand what
yeah.
I'm saying?
No, I understand
but
what
now,
you're saying. Mm-hmm.
But now, that's all over. Black
and this is the thing.
Beautiful.
We have so many different shades. Like, there's, you know, within my family, it's so many different shades. And I'm talking about just people
mm-hmm.
who are black mom and black daddy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
like, my daughter, she's way lighter than me, but she's mine. Her
mm-hmm.
daddy's brown just like me. But that's our child.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you go back in the genes, you don't know everybody did so-and-so. Who knows? Way back when, you no one knows what the child's going to look like, you know?
Right.
So, because,
right.
you know, this stuff is deep way back when. People thinking, oh, slavery and all this stuff is over with, baby. It comes back and haunts you in as far as what your kids are going to look like, because you don't know what's going to pop up.
Well, my mother was light, and so all of my sisters took after her.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was very dark, so I
mm-hmm.
came out in the middle. And I,
okay.
because I was just a few shades darker than them, I thought
mm-hmm.
that they were prettier. But nowadays, you can't tell me I'm not the prettiest kid in the family.
And it's sad that it was like that at all. You know, it's really
mm-hmm.
it's really sad. And that's when we talk about self-image and the past, that really affects people. And people
mm-hmm.
say, oh, you have to let your past go. That's true, but you're going to have to do that work. You're going to have to do that work. You're going to have to do what you need to do. So what we're going
mm-hmm.
to do, do we have any callers? Let me see if we have any callers. Okay, we don't have any callers right now. We're going to go back to.
I know
and
we
did
have
go
some
out.
Other people. I know we
you
have some
now,
other
Ms.
people
Sharon?
With some other opinions.
Yeah, I know we do, yes. We're going to go ahead and move along. We're going to be right back for a word from our sponsors, and then after that we're going to listen to a song called Take Me, Lord. Okay?
All right.
Let's Do It Radio is brought to you by DoItAllInTheMall.com, the largest online shopping mall with over 5,000 of your favorite stores for you to shop in. That's right. When you're listening to Let's Do It Radio, you can shop online at DoItAllInTheMall.com. Sit back and spend some time shopping and listening to our show. All products mentioned in our commercials, you can find them at DoItAllInTheMall.com.
Fill me, Lord, touch my heart. make me whole. Fashion me so that you
Okay, that was reflect, that was take me, Lord. Okay. All right. So thank you and welcome back. Remember, if you want to call in at 845-241-9985. We got a little deep with self-reflection, self-image, and we started talking about within the Black community, because I think that was important. What are some ways we can self-reflect, or how can we self-reflect? So, Ms. Sharon, what do you think about some ways that we can reflect, self-reflect? As you're thinking about it, I'll give you a few. I'll give you some. So some ways we can self-reflect. We can meditate. Okay, meditate. Maybe get somewhere where it's just peaceful. So sometimes we need to sit in silence. There's so much hustle and bustle, we need to sit in silence. Another way of how we can self-reflect is journal writing. Whatever you're thinking, just put it on paper. Also, another thing we can do is there's something called excessive writing, which is dumping. Get everything, like I said, on your thought, and that's a writing exercise, and put it on that paper. And then later on, you can organize that if you choose. It's almost like a pre-writing for yourself. We can also self-reflect by taking a walk in nature. We can also read, maybe something that we enjoy reading. We can do that self-talk. Think about, you know, what are some things that I can celebrate? What are some things that I need to work on? We can perform by breathing, mindfulness. Do some breathing in through our nose and breathe out through our mouth, and really focus on our breathing to calm ourselves, calm our heartbeat down, calm us down. It's important to ask yourself those questions daily, weekly, monthly. You know, why? You know, why? Check your mood. You know, what's why I'm upset? What happened? What do I need to do to calm down? What can I do to make things right? Questioning yourself. There's times when kids come into my office and I have Velcro, and when they're upset, once they calm down, they rip off the Velcro, and the first question is, "What happened?" Then the next one is, what part did I play in it? The next one is, did what I do help me? If it helped me, how did it help me? If it didn't, why didn't it? And then the last one is, what am I going to do next time? It gets them to think about, when they're upset and all these things are in their head, it helps them to calm down. We can even do that with ourselves when we're talking about self-reflection. What are you grateful for? Do some yoga classes. You know, track your feelings. I just talked about that. Self-checkup. The different aspects of my life. You know, how is my behavior? How is my mood? How is my thought process? Setting goals. And then also counseling. These different things help us. But a lot of times people don't want to do that. Oh, yes, and reading. Yes, reading.
Reading the Bible. Reading the Bible.
Yes.
The book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs can more or less open up who you are and how you should be. If you read those two books, you can get yourself straightened out if you really want to.
Yes.
Because it tells you everything. It gets down to the core of you, the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. One tells you how you shouldn't be or how you might be and what you can do to change, and the other one tells you the proper way of God's way.
Yes. You're right about that. And a lot of times people don't want to, they don't want to do the work. They don't want to, you know, look at what they need to change. But when, even though it might be difficult at first, you need to embrace it and use it, because it'll help you to know the core of who you are. And nobody can use it against you. You'll end up being more peaceful, more secure with who you are. And a lot of your fears and all of their fears and insecurities will come to terms. So it's rather you deal with those things on your terms versus it coming and hitting you later. When you're in a good place and then it hits you later. You're like, I don't know what happened. Why is it coming to me now when I'm having, my life is at a good place and this, these feelings are is hitting me right now. Because you chose to let it come to you instead of you dealing with it yourself.
Yes. And we never get too old to learn.
Yes. Well, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor and then a best motivational speech from called Self-Reflection from Ron Spakes.
Products you hear at Let's Do It Radio can be found on the website at doitallinthemall.com on our homepage, and be sure to use the menu bar and click on stores and visit over 5,000 stores to shop in the comfort of your own home. So let's go shopping.
With mighty motivation, I give this my all. Self-reflection. Yes, it's about that time to look in that mirror. It's about that time to reach for your energy source and have a true understanding of your own personal life values and motivations. No, we are not perfect. So there will come a time to come back and look in that mirror. Self-reflection. It's a time to be honest about what we need to do to improve. It can be our own personality. It can be our relationships. It can be our job. It can even be our mindset. Change the way that you think, to change the way that you feel, to change your own atmosphere. It's about that time to stop being judgmental, but instead, let's start holding our own selves accountable for our own actions. How can we seek greatness if we are not willing to create greatness within ourselves? How can we seek a loving person if we do not truly love ourselves first? How do you seek motivation when we ourselves are not even motivated? How do you seek the real deal when indeed we are not even the real deal? And even sometimes falsified. Yes, falsified. Some of us seek a good game, but truly do not know how to play the game. And sometimes it is what it is. Just a game. When will we set the standards of true realness without prejudice? When will you give yourself 100% of you? What happened to the standards of self-love? The standards of consistency? The standards of integrity? On my journey of self-reflection, I reflect, I analyze, I start repairing all inaccuracies and all inconsistencies and any misunderstandings that I might have presented, that I may take all responsibility for all of my actions. I can acknowledge my own wrongdoing as I correct them. My greatest path to my motivation would be the door to my own self-reflection. I live to be great. Therefore, there is no other way than to create my own greatness. This as Ron's Bates, and I live for greatness.
That was good. I heard lots of words, analyze, repairing, consistency, all these things to be a better person. So you have any final thoughts, Ms. Sharon, on self-reflection?
Oh, definitely. There's always something left to say, and that is when you analyze your actions and you reflect back on things that you wish that you could change the way that you did them. Because if you could change the way that you did them, that might have been a different outcome. So like I said before, there's always room for improvement. And you learn by reflecting back on things that you have done in the past. You learn.
Yes, I agree. It's very, in order for us to have better character, to be a better person, things like integrity, mm-hmm. consistency, repairing, analyzing, those things yes. are very important in order to be mm-hmm. the best you. You have to self-reflect, especially after relationships. Whether it's once a week, if it's and our relationship, talking about whether it's with family, whether it's friends, whether it's romantic, very important in order to be a well-rounded person, in order to mm-hmm. be a person of integrity, you have to self-reflect. You have to take a look at yourself, congratulate yourself
right.
on what you're doing well, and make a plan of things that you need to improve. It's not a weakness; it's a strength mm-hmm. when you can actually say, you know what, this I love about me, but this I need to work on.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So I want to thank all of our listeners. I'm Stephanie Lott, and I am, and we have Miss Sharon Curry. And thank you for listening to the Let's Do It Radio on our homepage, doitonthemall.com. So I want to thank you again, Miss Sharon Curry, for being with us today, and Let's Do It Radio, stay tuned, and you can enjoy the music. Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. When your life is and you have no reason for what to serve. Remember these words my father said to me. He said,
don't say you love me.
Yeah.
Walk away from home and find a new.
look at me, you may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me. Every day it's as if I play a part. Now I see if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. Oh, it's that girl left me staring straight back at me. When will my reflection show who I am inside? I am now in a world where I have to hide my heart and what I believe in, but somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart. Can't be loved for who I am.